George Contos joins us in KNBR. Well, your second trip as a Giant into Wrigley Field this weekend. I know the first trip was a lot of fun.
Yeah, first trip was a lot of fun. Got to kind of fulfill the childhood dream of playing in Wrigley after watching countless games there and all my favorite players growing up. But this time I think it'll be a little bit different. I think all the jitters and all that stuff was out the first time, and this time it'll just be all business, going in there and trying to get the hitters out with no outside distractions.
All right, tickets. How many tickets you got cooking this weekend?
Not nearly as many as last time. I think this year is going to be just family, so not the crazy amounts of tickets I left last year.
Well, you did pitch in Wrigley. You got to warm up in that bullpen. The fans are so close. What was your experience about warming up there and the fans, just the Wrigley fans, because you were one of them?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I had four of my good friends growing up sitting first row right behind our bullpen, so I was warming up, and you know, it was almost a sense of calmness. You know, just guys who I was around growing up and who I'm very 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 good friends with, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I was glad to be able to experience it. And I think they actually have the same seats this year, so it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, they didn't heckle you at all, did they?
No, they did all right. They knew to let me warm up before I was going in the game.
All right, so now you get on the mound at Wrigley. And you touched on this a little bit last year, just to refresh everyone's memory. You grew up in the area, Northwestern, Wrigley Field, and here you are coming back as second year as a Giant. When you stood on that mound, did you have one of those moments when you say, my goodness, I'm actually standing on the mound at Wrigley?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where I no joke can tell you I've probably seen over 100 games in Wrigley Field throughout my years growing up and going to all the games and stuff like that. And, you know, for the first, 5-10 seconds, I got on the mound and was rubbing up the ball and just kind of took a second to take it all in, look around. And the one thing that I realized was looking out at the stadium from on the mound looks a lot different than looking from the stadium into the field. It's a lot different. That was one of the things that really struck me is, wow, this is a lot different. It looks the stadium looks quite a bit smaller when you're on the field looking out.
Really?
Yeah, it looks when you're in the stands watching the game, it's a great experience. You're having a good time. Then you're on the field, you're like, wow, this place really isn't as big as I thought it was.
Well, how did the fences look to you, and also the apartment houses behind with everybody on it?
I mean, those were great. You know, I grew up watching those. The ivy is one of those things that's never going to get old. That's the signature thing with Wrigley Field. But, you know, if I could take one thing back about that day, it'd be that first at-bat and Rizzo taking me deep in that gusting 35-mile-an-hour wind blowing straight out. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty good homecoming for me.
All right, George Contos with us. All right, how's the season going for you? I always look at one stat for you. That's the inherited runners. They put you in some tough situations.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very happy they do that. I'm very happy that they have the confidence in me to go out there and get big guys out when there's guys on base. You know, overall, I feel like I'm throwing the ball pretty well. I'm very happy with where my stuff is. I've had a couple outings that haven't gone quite my way, so the ERA is a little skewed right now. But it's a long season, and there's plenty of time to get it back down to this world.
All right, Sergio Romo. First of all, they bring him in, and he gets like a 5-minute video of him coming in. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then he comes in, and it's boom, boom, boom. I mean, is it the control? You're a pitcher. What do you see with him? How do you explain the overwhelming success he's had so far?
You know what? He's just one of those guys where he goes out there and he locates as well as anyone I've seen. He can locate his fastball to both sides of the plate as well as anyone, and that's a huge advantage for a pitcher who doesn't have an overpowering fastball. He's an 88 to 90 guy, and he's got that tremendous slider that he has, and he's brought in a cutter this year, and he's throwing a changeup, and he's just locating everything. He's going in and out. He's keeping hitters off balance, and he's done a tremendous job for us so far. I mean, he's 5 for 5. I'm not sure if that leads the majors in saves, but it's got to be up there as one or two. But I mean, he's done a tremendous job, and I hope we can keep giving him the ball in those situations.
Yeah,
no, he looks to me, if he limits his pitches, if he gets people out of 10 or 12 pitches, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's not as I'm sure you've seen longer than I have, because this is only my second year here. But he goes after hitters. He doesn't really walk many guys. He's going to challenge hitters, and I mean, that's exactly what you want from a guy in the ninth inning, especially if you're up by a couple runs and in a one run game. He's very capable of striking somebody out if he has to, but he's a guy who up by 2-3 runs, he's going to challenge guys. He's not necessarily going to try and go for a strikeout every time a guy steps in the box. So that's definitely something that is to his credit. He can go out there and minimize his pitches and get guys out quick.
All right, George, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend at Wrigley.
Thank you very much.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.